This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Justice League.
All right.
Justice League had a $96 million opening weekend last week, but everybody at DC Comics and Warner Brothers is bummed about it. They thought it was going to do well over $100 million, and they're calling that a big disappointment.
Well, they put all of their characters in one movie. It should have gone huge, right?
Well, what they should have also had is a good story and a great script and, you know, not...
So they're saying the movie's no good.
They're saying the movie sucks.
And Ben Affleck wouldn't do any interviews because he didn't want anyone asking about Harvey Weinstein. So he laid low. He didn't do his job.
Yeah. What a bastard.
It has 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. They wouldn't review the Rotten Tomato. They wouldn't release the Rotten Tomato score. Yeah, where is Live By Night?
Yeah, where is that after all? We should ask him. If he ever comes in, we'd be like, hey, man, where's Live By Night?
We don't care about Batman.
Yeah, who cares about Batman?
What happened to Live By Night?
The little feel-good movie called Wonder, starring Julia Roberts, Woody Harrelson, and Jacob Tremblay from Room, opened stronger than expected with $27 million. So that was number two. Hmm. That was last week, though. Let's see.
This week,
Wonder is not even in the top 10 this week. So
that's I thought it was number three.
Oh, you're right. There it is. My eyes have failed me. I'm like, oh, that dropped off fast. $22 million is what it made this week for third place.
John, I'm
going to
need
movie?
A stronger readers.
I know. I just upped them too, Vin. It's ridiculous.
I'm sure that was just...
Last week...
What about our Billboard movies?
I'm doing it right now. So last week it was in ninth place and it made about $1.1 million. This past weekend was a stronger weekend at the box office because it's only in 10th place, but it made three times as much money, four times as much. 10th place, $4.4 million for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That is a good movie.
Sam Rockwell get an Oscar for that movie, you guys?
I think so.
He's pretty damn good
in
it.
He's really good.
So
actually,
Woody,
everybody's
so
great in it.
Do you know anything about what Woody Harrelson sent to Human?
No.
Oh, my God.
Tell me everything. Woody Harrelson sent you...
Yes.
Woody Harrelson specifically sent you something.
So Woody and Michael Franti are really good friends.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I took everyone to see the film, Michael called Woody and said... Hey, that was... I saw your film. My buddy took me there. And Woody said, let me send your friend a message. So here, I'm just going to play it to you from my phone.
Oh, this is Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Human, Woody here. I just wanted to thank you for showing Three Billboards to your friends. And that means a lot. I'm glad you liked the movie. Take care.
Oh, it's like a little video.
A video?
Yeah.
It's on my Instagram. If you go to Human TV, you'll see Woody say,
when
Human.
When did you post that? Human?
Like Friday? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday?
Where were you?
I have been on Instagram. This is what I hate about Instagram now. You used to be able to just go down until you saw something you'd already seen. You knew that you were up to date with everyone that you were following. And now you can't do that. Now people's things are scattered everywhere. Instagram, stop it!
I meant to tell you guys on Friday. And I... Completely
Damn
forgot.
All. I totally was. I was on there for like an hour yesterday.
Yeah.
Scrolling
through
stuff. You should
just go to our individual pages.
I should, but I don't. Yeah. I just scroll down and I, you know. What a bummer. I love Woody Harrelson so much. That is so sweet that he did that.
Yeah. That movie meant a lot to him. He was really proud of it.
He's great in it.
He is. One thing about Three Billboards.
Everyone's great in it.
Yep.
It's only in 600 movie theaters, you know. Coco's in 4,000.
And it should be, because it's excellent. I loved it.
$4.4 million for Three Billboards, officially out 3 weeks as of this past weekend. It's made about $7 million, and hopefully that's just a creeper, you know? I'd love to see that do well. It's really good.
I have a monumental announcement.
Oh my! Bigger than Woody Harrelson left you a voicemail?
This is pretty big. This Thursday, I will be reviewing The Disaster Artist. But that's not the big announcement. The big announcement is I will be reviewing it with Bryn.
Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
Bryn.
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 We watched The Disaster. It was funny. I'll tell you more about it later.
Now, you saw the original Room.
I did,
viewing party?
No, I wasn't.
You saw that
I watched
else.
It on YouTube. It was so easy to find.
It
You're
is
saying
easy
that,
to find.
Yeah, it's really
no,
easy
I
to
found,
find.
No, the only one I could find on YouTube had, like, the voices were altered, which didn't matter. I still watched it, but.
No, it was really easy to find. It was kind of decent quality.
I just can't wait. I can't wait to hear what you think. I hope it's everything I want it to be. I'm going to take my kids this weekend to see it.
Okay.
Anyway, congratulations, Coco. That made another, let's see, $49 million over the weekend. Although if you count since Wednesday, do the whole holiday weekend, $71 million. So congratulations.
That was its first week out though, right?
Yeah. Which is still, they say it's good though for the holiday weekend. I don't know. Justice League sunk to second place with $40 million. And Wonder is in the top 10 with $22 million for third place. The short that plays before Coco, people are bitching. Vinny experienced it himself. It's long, it's stupid, the songs are bad, and it seemed like a cheap ripoff of, like, I'm not sure why they had to put a 25-minute
Well, I know why they did it. They did it because they're taking forever to get the second Frozen made, and they needed something to fill the gap between... It's because Frozen came out in 2013, I think.
Oh, wow, that long ago?
Yeah, it's been forever, so they really have sort of been asleep on that one. Because how do you let...
Let go!
For all the little... I don't even want to say little girls. All the little kids that are out there singing that song
right. And
torturing all their parents, you'd think they'd have
Bring
pumped
it back,
another
man.
One out,
Let's
right?
Let's get another one out there.
How is that not right, Anyway, I think
These
that comes out
time,
next
apparently.
Year.
So when asked about the Olaf's Frozen Adventure, they say here it's a 21-minute short. It's probably 21 minutes plus 4 minutes of credits.
Credits that you have to sit through.
Yeah, well, you have to because your movie's still to come. Here are some of the Twitter comments. Didn't hate it, but was supremely annoyed. My mom and I looked at each other with a really expression several times. Halfway through, she even asked, how long does this last? We just want to see Coco.
So the movie came out in 2013. The sequel is due November 27th, 2019.
Oh, so 2 years from
so
now.
So this, for whatever reason, is the
two
soonest they could get something out.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, they, it takes years to do all this animation, I guess.
Well,
maybe they wanted to make sure it was perfect.
All of the shorts in all the Pixar films up until now have been great.
That one wasn't, though.
Tonight, a friend could not stop talking about how much he hated it. He wants me to see it so I can hate it, too.
I didn't hate it, and I know who it was for. She was sitting on my lap, and she loved it, so that's fine.
This person says, unspeakably dreadful. The songs were sludge, the plot idiotic. It made me loathe commercialized Christmas, a holiday I enjoyed as a child with a dark and molten rage.
Yikes. Dark and molten.
The Frozen short before Coco unforgivably stretches the definition of short. Someone in our audience involuntarily exclaimed, oh my God, when Elsa started to sing again. It was the hardest I've laughed in a theater in 2017. It was at least twice as long as anyone in my theater wanted. Did they make it as a TV special? And someone said, just put it in front of Coco. Actually, that is in fact what happened. It was supposed to be like a little Christmas special.
Oh.
And instead they said, throw her in there. Oh my God, look at the time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll tell you whether you're more attractive than your partner or not.
I already know.
You do?
Sure.
All right. And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 8:38 Monday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Burlington. Westfield San Francisco Center tree lighting this Thursday, November 30th. Light up your holiday with Uzette, Hooman, and Bryn.
That's right.
Santa's little helpers.
We're going to have a lot of fun things going on that night. We're not entirely sure yet what they're going to be, but stay tuned, everyone.
Music, games, and more.
And more.
Yeah, there's going to be. So just come out. If you want to see the most spectacular tree in the Bay Area being lit.
Hanging upside down from the dome at the right. Westfield Center.
Mm-hmm. Please come this Thursday.
Made of crystal.
From 6 to 8 p.m. And we want to coin one phrase around this event.
All right.
The most Instagrammable moment of the holiday season.
Oh.
It's going to be beautiful.
It is. They really do a spectacular job over
there. We should dress up, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what are you going to dress up as?
I could wear a suit.
Oh, like just dress up.
I'll
nice.
Wear a gown.
You're not going to dress up as like elves or
reindeer
or anything?
Then I'd have to buy something.
Yeah. You mean
I'll
just
wear a gown.
Be dressy. Oh, you can wear a gown?
I'll wear a gown.
Oh, well. All right. I can't wait to see your Instagrammable moments.
Thank you.
That's happening 6 to 8 this Thursday. The 50-foot inverted crystal tree, Westfield San Francisco Center. RadioAlice.com for all the details. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website for any info you need, whether it's about our big fundraising drive to help the North Bay this upcoming Friday. You want info on concerts coming through town, including Alice in Winterland. It's sold out, but you know.
You can win them. You can, sure.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
I don't know.
You want to find out about Jane? What's she doing?
Yeah. Playing a game
yeah,
called. Well, hard to get by its real name.
That was it. Okay.
Just sitting here.
No, I was going to let you
said,
go.
Find out what she's doing. I'm like, well, clearly she's playing that game.
Right.
What are you talking about?
One, right. Anyway, check her out in the afternoons and at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. So Black Friday went well. A lot of the stores are reporting that they had set low expectations. They blasted right past them. They're all feeling real good about it. And,
it was like a record, right?
Cyber Monday. There are tons of deals out there hoping that people keep shopping. Mm-hmm. And the expectations are $6.6 billion spent today.
Wow.
I'm going to spend some of that.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to go out
I'm
going
to go get all my... I have a bunch of stuff to do. I have a huge long list.
All right.
Of things to do. And that's one of them.
Oh, the shopping.
Yep. Oh.
All right. That seems like after that, you should be able to tap out, right?
On the Christmas stuff?
I mean,
I have a bunch of... I have a ton of stuff to do.
Oh, all right.
Everybody does. See, Christmas is so busy. Moms, we know. Mm. And listen, I don't even want to... I try to keep things as simple as possible, and I'm still like, oh, God, 50 things on my list. I got those Christmas cards out, though. Woof! Woof!
I'm not really into massage myself, so yeah. I can't say I know anything about a place called Massage Envy.
I've been there.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
They make the news today as it appears. They say it's like a spa... But affordable. They're in like mall store locations.
Yeah.
So they're.
Oh, where you walk in and get 20 minutes on a chair right there in front of everybody?
No, not like that.
No, that's too bad.
I think they're like strip malls.
I've been to, there's one in Redwood City that I've been to a few times.
More than 180 women have reported sexual assault while getting a massage at Massage Envy. They say the billion dollar company says it's not a problem that they have to solve. These locations are all run
individually. Right.
And so they're going to have to deal with their massage
massage therapists.
But a lot of the women who are reporting this say those massage therapists were reported and not fired.
Mm. So you go back for another massage, and there's that dude who molested you the last time.
Thanks.
Yeah. According to Massage Envy, They are not a partner in the crime.
Of course they say that.
Well, of course, right. They're trying to cover themselves. But, I mean, there it is, 180. That's not...
small.
So, you've been, you say?
Yeah.
And what was it, like a 30-minute massage? What do you do, like a Swedish rub-down
like
thing?
50 minutes, I think I tend to go for. I haven't been in quite some time.
Oh, do they do that? Or is that just like on cartoons and stuff, the whole...
Is that just the Flintstones?
They do that, sure.
Oh, they do?
Oh, Huh. That's a real thing, huh?
It's a real thing.
Do you go, while they're doing it to you just for fun?
Yes, every time, Sarah. Yeah.
But you didn't have that experience.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I would have reported it to the police.
Let me ask you a question. You go to Massage Envy for your massage. Do you lay down on the table nude?
No, I usually wear chonies.
Oh.
Just bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
No top.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I thought you had to be naked and you just put that sheet on.
Oh, I always leave on my underwear.
Oh. I didn't know that was an option. I should do that.
You've been then?
I've been to a massage. Or three or four massages in my life, and I just get naked, dude. Get naked, dude. Yeah.
So the lady that hurt your leg, she was, you know, seeing all the stuff while she was walking on your thigh.
I actually think that in Thai massage, they give you like
an outfit,
loose
yeah.
pair of pants and shirt to wear.
Oh.
So you're kind of in those, and they work around them, go under them, you know, over them.
Oh.
You know. So she probably kicked the leg. It's like a gaucho looking short, and they kick it up. It was a long time ago. My leg still hurts, though.
You always say that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's still a sore spot.
Right. So there's, you know, 180 reported crimes.
Couldn't you say, I would not really want to get rubbed down by a dude, frankly. I think I only want to have a
When
girl.
I worked at the La Costa Resort, that was sort of...
a standard question?
No, I think that you got... men worked on men and women worked on women was the deal.
I prefer a woman.
Yeah, it just seems like it would be more comfortable.
And I think the only people who could get a woman to come and do their massage were people who were super rich and could request it in advance. And I didn't deal with that stuff. I was always like, hold, please.
You know,
and then walk away.
I don't think John's
go find something to do, but
I don't think John's ever been rubbed down by a man. He goes fairly regularly for massages, and he gets a woman, and he wants a woman,
right?
He actually. He's like, she wasn't rubbing me hard enough. I go, dude, you should get a man to do it. Well, he's a professional,
right? But he's afraid he'll get stirrings while a man is rubbing his butt cheeks, and then he'll be like, "What? What's happening to me? What is this?"
Yeah, I don't know what his reservation is on it. Cause
what do I do with this feeling?
So what? Right. Just go with it.
Go with it.
Don't worry about it. I mean, aren't you? By the time you're in your 50s, aren't you pretty sure who you are? You suddenly have stirrings. I'd be like, well, maybe you should check that out. Cause,
well, then the confusion begins, Sarah.
I guess.
Yeah. What are you?
I want him to live his best. I'm not inviting anything.
Trouble into your life.
If he gets a male masseuse, he's always bitching. He wants stronger hands. I'm like, yeah, you know who has those? Dudes. Go get a massage from a dude.
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right.
All right.
Well, there's why. I just told you why.
Okay.
He's worried he's going to get some kind of a tickle.
Maybe. I don't know why he'd worry about it. Don't you know who you are by the time you're 50?
So, on a similar subject, the whole, you know...
rubdowns?
No, but just this whole thing that we've been seeing in the news
lately. Oh, the sexual harassment?
Right.
It's wonderful.
A mom has demanded a school ban Sleeping Beauty because she didn't consent to being kissed.
Oh, because she's asleep.
Mm-hmm. It's sending an inappropriate sexual message to the kids.
Okay.
She's argued that it teaches children it's okay to kiss a woman while she's asleep, which is not acceptable.
Seems like that dude. I mean, he cut through the thorny nettles. He climbed up. He was a prince. He went up. He, you know, the whole legend is that if you kiss her, I mean, you know, in that extreme circumstance, can we agree that the lady, you know, she was never going to wake up if the guy didn't kiss her?
She's arguing that maybe this story would be okay for older children, but younger children are sponging everything they see. And she's, I don't agree with her. I think that's just too hypersensitive, and she can just say, I don't want my kids to see that movie, and there's that.
Mm.
But my kid is sponging every single thing around her right now, whether it's something dad said and he shouldn't have, or, you know, all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
TV, she's bringing up names that you don't even realize she heard anyone talking about. She's just smart and remembering stuff and thinking. So I could see where she's coming from on that.
Well, you could also, you know, talk to your child.
No.
Yes, you could. You could say, just so we're clear, that's a fairy tale and it's never appropriate to kiss someone without getting a verbal consent.
That's where we're headed, everybody.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So much good parenting out there.
I just feel like it's a fair, you know, I don't know. And I'm a chick, though, so what do I know? Maybe there's girls out there molesting, too.
Let me ask you a question.
It seems like I saw that as a child and I knew that it was not something you do in real life.
Did you have dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Barbie?
Sure.
All the dolls?
I had Dawn dolls and I had Tiffany Taylor.
Is Dawn a girl?
She was a smaller version of, I don't know how widespread. Did you have Dawn dolls?
I didn't have any dolls.
No dolls.
No. I would go over to my girlfriend's house across the street and I would play with her Barbie dolls just to dress them up, but I never really had dolls of my own.
Hmm.
I would have stuffed animals. I really like stuffed animals.
Dawn dolls looks like a cheap version of Barbie.
Yeah, they were smaller.
Are they the knockoff?
Yeah.
They must be the knockoff.
Look.
But when I was a kid, they were, that's what I had. That's what I played with. And
why? Is your girl into dolls? Yeah,
she loves them. She absolutely, it's a trip.
Sure, you act out stuff with them. I mean, that's what kids do.
She loves them. And I
usually there's one doll in particular that the kid has with them at all times. They won't let go. Like, this is the one. Like, doesn't she have wasn't it Elsa for a while?
It was Elsa forever, but she's really into Rapunzel.
Oh, that's right.
She loves
and you
Rapunzel.
Vacuumed up with the Rapunzel
with
hair.
The long hair and the whole right. thing, man.
That she's... movie's so cute, too. The soundtrack to Tangled is actually pretty good, too.
A recent survey asked people to rate how attractive they are compared to their significant other, and only 9% of us think we're hotter than the person we're with.
Oh, really? I think I used to be a little bit hotter than John, but now we're about the same. Like, the older we get, the more we kind of even look alike. Kind of old people in our matching outfits.
Well, he wears your pants, right?
Yeah, when they're too small for me, I give them to him. Here you go, John. There's a new pair of pants for you. Yeah, great, more work pants. Yay.
This is Chumley we're talking about,
Chumley,
right?
Chumley, yeah. Of Dick and Chumley Construction Company.
56% said their partner's more attractive. 35% said they're both about the same.
That seems usual, doesn't it? People are usually about the same attractiveness.
I think whether or not, whatever's going on, I think the right thing to say is, of course they're better looking than me.
Right.
I mean, that's you be that way, don't you? Even if inside you're like,
oh my God, I blow that guy's doors off. He's so lucky to have me.
Right. You still say. So I don't think that's a valid survey. I think people are
right, because
expected
who's gonna,
to lie.
Right, who's going to answer that?
Come on.
Honestly. And only 9% think they're better looking than their partner.
I got a couple fast facts for you.
Oh my God. Just hit me over the head with a fast fact.
The budget for Dazed and Confused was $6.9 million, and about one-sixth of that was just getting the rights to all the 70s songs in the movie.
Oh. Yeah, you never think about that. It's expensive.
The music video that's been played the most times on MTV is?
Oh, I'm going to guess Sweet Child of Mine.
Nope.
Oh, how about
I'm going to guess
Rio by Duran Duran.
It's got to be something by either Michael Jackson or Madonna.
Oh, what about Bruce Springsteen dancing?
What's the, can you ask it again?
The music video that's been played the most times on MTV,
I know what it
is.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Nope.
Oh, what about Madonna Like a Prayer?
No.
What about Like a Virgin? What about
Is it a band or a solo artist?
I will tell you
is it Billie Jean?
It's not Billie Jean.
Is it Thriller?
Is it Material Girl?
I was thinking Thriller too.
Is it Thriller?
It's not Material Girl and it's not Thriller. So here's a hint for you. It's a he.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a band.
It's George Michael Faith.
Sting.
No.
Sting.
No.
He
was in a band, but this video is him as a solo artist.
It's not Michael Jackson.
It's not.
Of anyone. Okay.
Hold on.
The music video that's been played.
Is it a hair metal?
No.
Is it George Michael?
It's not George Michael. You keep saying that.
Like four times. Why do you keep saying George Michael?
Find another guest. You were alive during this era. You were there.
Is it in the 90s or in the 2000s?
Oh,
is it Justin Timberlake?
It's way back. Because MTV, I don't even think they play videos anymore.
Is it Phil Collins' Sussudio?
No.
Is it Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer?
It is!
Yay!
Oh, my God!
Coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Nothing, because the trash is over. We're going to do more texts and give away tickets to Sold Out Allison
with you
and Max. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Almost.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.